Continuing on now on this Agriculture Today, the Department of Agricultural Economics at K-State, and more directly, the Agricultural Land Use Survey Center within that department, just posted a few days back the 2017 Bluestem Pasture Survey Report. And this is an important piece of information as producers consider the going rates for pasture land in Kansas. Along with us now is the director of that center, Leah Sudel, agricultural economist here at K-State. This is a project that's been ongoing for quite some years, and off and on, but it's now back in place and for good. And it is a good barometer of pasture rental rates, isn't it, Leah?
Yes, it is. It's widely used. The survey is basically put out there to gather data on pasture leasing rates in the 14 Bluestem pasture counties. And we conducted it this year from March through May. And we were trying to move the timetable up a bit so that we could get that information out there to individuals negotiating leases in a little more timely fashion.
And noting, geographically speaking, the survey covers roughly the Flint Hills region, but this information is used as a baseline elsewhere in the state as well, right?
Yeah, it certainly can be. It's very useful to extension agents helping to draft leases and to absentee landowners, especially in negotiating their leases. It can be used as a generic starting point when developing pasture leases across the state. So it's important, though, to remember that you have to supplement these data from this survey with information you gather from your particular region.
Right. This is something to build upon, basically.
Right.
Then.
Absolutely.
Let's launch right into some of the findings from this year's Bluestem Pasture Survey. The amount of pasture acres that are contracted in the region, what's that roughly, and has that changed from, say, last year?
About 92% of the available pasture was contracted, and that is down slightly from the last time the survey was conducted, but not significantly. Of the acres contracted, 34% were full summer, 47% were partial season, and 19% were full year contracts.
Some leased by number of head, some leased by acre. Is there a tendency one way or the other?
The tendency across the state is by acre, but it certainly varies by region.
And by producers.
You do see
as well.
Some. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Each lease is very individualized.
Let's break out a little further those kinds of contracts then that you mentioned. The full season, the partial summer, the lease rates for each of those types. How does the survey get at that?
Well, we ask specifically for your full summer season and for your partial summer season. We have individual questions related to that, so it's trying to tailor the survey to how your particular lease is set up.
Mm-hmm.
We asked for it in dollars per acre and dollars per head. And what I'm going to give you for the full summer season and for the partial summer season results, those are going to be in per head numbers. We also added some information this year. We gave some ranges on our responses because as per requests from users, because there is a very wide range. When you see the report, you're going to see that the responses vary widely. And that has to do with, as we talked about, the individualized leases.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say with care in one lease, it can be very different from what with care in another lease means. And so, like I say, our users ask if we would put in a range of responses in there so people would get a better idea and not just look at one number and say, well, this is what this report said. So now you can see that there's a wide range. So
that said, what numbers can you pass along then?
That said, we have average lease prices. And this is dollars per head for steers and heifers under 700 pounds. So with care was $131.67. Without care was $61. The partial summer season, again, average lease price per head. Partial summer season, steers and heifers under 700 pounds. With care, $85.44. Without care, $61.74. The cow-calf, dollars per head. The cow-calf average lease price for full summer season was $190.92. That was with care. And without care was $169.47.
And again, those are averages. Because
absolutely.
There is this range that you spoke of that's very much intact and has to be considered. But that gives sort of a ballpark idea of where those trends are and were the numbers up from the previous survey 2 years ago, or were they roughly the same?
We took a different approach to this survey from the 2015. And so 2015 was kind of an outlier year. And so they are up from the 2013. And I would say that the data in this, the 2017 survey, is more comparable to the 2013 survey. In that results. Talking about, I went on about how wide the range is. Mm-hmm. So some of the, what I'm talking about is steers and heifers under 700 pounds, the dollars per head, it ranged from $80 to $140. Cow-calf pairs, dollars per head, ranged from $125 to $285.
So that's so a wide
A wide range. Yeah. So with care varies. Quite a bit, obviously.
As care itself varies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that makes perfectly good sense. There's another component to this we wanted to highlight as we visited today here, Leah. That is, this survey also gets into the rates charged for fence construction, which is an important component of pasture maintenance. Talk about that a bit, if you would.
The rates charged for building a five-wire, all-steel fence, all-steel post fence, including materials, averaged to be $27.68 per rod. The rate, excluding materials, averaged $20.08 per rod. The average hourly rate charged was $66.67 per hour for fence building with equipment and $45 an hour without equipment.
That, again, gives folks a rough idea of where those rates lie, although there will be local variations likewise. But the materials are pretty standard from one end of the state to the other, so you could rely on those numbers pretty well, you would think.
Yes.
There's a lot of detail to this, and producers and others interested who would like to see it, they can find it on the agmanager.info website. But as you would recommend, all parties take a look at this and utilize it. Study what's going on in a trend sense and then base your individual decisions on that plus other information.
Absolutely. That's a very good approach to look at the trend, changes in the data across time, and then factor in the regional differences that you may have in your particular area.
We would be remiss, Leah, if we didn't acknowledge that this particular effort would not happen without the sponsorship and support of the Kansas Department of Agriculture, right?
That's exactly right, yes. Kansas Department of Agriculture makes this survey possible. Otherwise, we would not be able to conduct it without their support.
And to point out, it's conducted every other year.
Yes.
So it's a biennial report.
Yes.
It can be found now on agmanager.info. What you're looking for is the link there to the Bluestem Pasture Release 2017, and it has all the particulars. It gets into other items such as the sources of water available, other characteristics of pastures in that Bluestem pasture area. Agmanager.info. And Leah, it's on to the next survey project, you say, for the center.
Yes, it is. There's always another one out there.
Looking forward to having you back not too long from now as the next one comes down the pipe. Appreciate you coming over.
I appreciate you having me.
She's Leah Sudel, the director of the Agricultural Land Use Survey Center in K-State's Department of Agricultural Economics. Go again to agmanager.info to check out the rates that are listed in the Bluestem Pasture Survey Report 2017. Might bring up as well this survey and its results will be on full display as part of a breakout session during the upcoming K-State Risk and Profit Conference. This year's edition of that event, not all that far away, August the 17th and the 18th here on the K-State campus. A number of the details for that conference agenda have come together. There are still more being finalized, but you can check out what's been confirmed to date, again at agmanager.info. There's a link on the right-hand side of that page for the 2017 Risk and Profit Conference at the university, but do put it on your calendar, producers, for August the 17th and the 18th at the Alumni Center here at Kansas State University. We'll be back after these few moments away here on Agriculture Today. Still upcoming, today's agricultural news headlines in review. Also standing by with this week's edition of Tree Tales. K-State Forester Bob Acheson and Sarah Moyer awaits as well to bring us this week's Kansas 4-H segment. So please keep it right here, won't you, on the K-State Radio Network.